We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I don't want to work here anymore.
Can I go home?
So our producer, Grant, Ketzer's doing the morning show this week. And our producer, Grant,
is how old?
He's 7. I believe, Grant, how old are you?
22.
22 years old.
Not even a millennial.
He's
right?
He's,
you're Gen. Are you a millennial?
He's the back. Like, he and I are the bookends of millennials.
Really? When does Gen Z start? Okay, so you're a young millennial.
Right out of the
womb.
I'm
the last one.
You're the last. Okay.
I'm an elder millennial. You're the last generation of millennials.
So we're doing songs about the heat today.
Text them in 22980.
Yes. Yeah, and so we asked Grant to play one coming back from the break. What's Glenn's last name?
I said, Play the Heat is On. And he said, by Glenn Fay. And I said, no, it's by Glenn Frey. It's fine.
No big deal. You didn't know how to pronounce his last name. No big deal.
The Eagles. And he hits it.
That's okay.
You hear it play right after the last commercial. And
yeah.
I look over at Grant real quick. And I say, Grant, you ever heard this song before? Grant shook his head no. Oh, man.
Huh.
Ooh, Grant, you have never heard The Heat Is On by Glenn Frey?
You're going to learn all kinds of things on this show, man. You're going to hear all kinds of music.
It's a good song.
It's a good song. I wonder if he ever had a career before he played that song.
The 20 seconds that he heard was amazing. You're going to hear all kinds of things today.
You ever heard of the Eagles?
Oh, of course.
Okay, Glenn was in the Eagles.
Not of course.
Oh. Yeah, there's no of course, Glenn Fay. All right. Oh, boy, oh, boy.
We're going to be playing this game all day. Have you ever heard of Miami
Sound?
Have you ever heard of Miami Sound Machine?
Nope.
That was a suggestion from somebody.
Why are we doing this to ourselves? Let's just have him play it. Assume he's heard of all. That way we will not feel terribly old today.
We'll wait till the end, and then we'll say, give us the tally of the number of new songs you heard today.
God, Grant, if I could go back to being 22.
Oh my
Lord almighty. Enjoy it, man. You're doing it right. Grant's brand new into the radio industry. We're happy to have him here. And one day, Grant, look what you can become. Right here. You can become inspiring. Text in your songs about the heat, 22980. They're on Twitter, too. We'll play some of these from the team Ibrahim, I believe, on Twitter. The Heat Is On. Hot, Hot, Hot by Buster Poindexter. Walking on the Sun by Smash Mouth. Text them in, 22980.
So I'm out and about yesterday afternoon.
God bless it.
Having a happy hour with a girlfriend.
Yeah.
My phone goes off, you know, and I see it's a text from Wicked. And I'll always look at it right away just to make sure everything's okay.
And
you
then
know,
turn
you,
it over.
You never know. Well, if it's not an emergency, then I'll get back to you when I'm free. So I look and it's, well, let's look at the exact text here.
Oh, God. This is not cool. No, because now, I mean, it was cool at the time, but now it's an
You sent the picture. That's what you did.
Yeah.
You sent me the picture.
Yeah.
So Facebook... is doing Face App. It is a filter. It is an app that you download on your phone, and you make yourself look old. And this is all the internet cared about yesterday.
It's the number one trending topic in all of Kansas City and America right now is this Face App challenge.
So I looked down at my phone, and it's a picture that I know is Wicket, I think. And it says, download Face App, snap a pic of yourself, pick age, and then old. Well, I know what you're doing. You're asking all of us to do this so that we can put this up on
Facebook.
Dana
Parks, they did it.
So I get home and I do this and oh my gosh. Like if you ever want to know what my mother looks like, take a look at the
yours
picture.
Yours is spot on of your mom.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my Lord.
The only exceptions being my mom is very light complected and blonde, but otherwise this is my mother right now. So I did that.
Yeah, and I did it.
I just trusted you.
I kind of look like my dad. Parks looks like a furry version of Parks. Dana actually looks like a haunted house character Rebecca Crockett did it. Sam Stevie from the news department did it, too. So everybody did it. I threw up on Facebook, and it's like wildfire.
Why do I have to worry about Russia now?
This was a terrible plan by me.
Thank you very much. I'm never doing what you tell me again.
Now, the app's been around for a while, and it makes you look 50, 60, 70 years older. This from FastCompany.com. But for some reason, it's only gotten recent attention because of the internet age. However, while the app is fun, like I did it with the baby. I did it with Britain. That was a terrible idea because TechCrunch notes when a user taps a photo in their library, they want FaceApp to work its age magic on. The app actually uploads that photo to the FaceApp servers and the age effects are crunched by the AI there off your device. FaceApp does not alert the user their photo has been uploaded to their cloud, nor does it specify in its policies if the company retains your original photo.
Which is a yes.
Or what the company is allowed to do with it.
Anything they want.
All of Apple's first-party apps use AI.
News is getting better, huh?
Oh, goodness. Learning to do so on their user's device, not in the cloud. So people could think that by default, FaceApp works the same way. It certainly does not. They're keeping your photos.
Yep.
Your old photo, your original photo. And here is the kicker.
Anything on my phone?
It's based in Russia. The app is based out of Russia.
So wait.
Delete it, Jamie.
Well, I deleted it a long time ago.
Delete it.
Do they have access to everything on my phone or just the pictures that I... Just the one picture that I used?
They're extremely broad terms of service, right? And Dan, we'll get to you in just a sec, but I want to read this.
Yeah, this is important.
You grant FaceApp a perpetual, non-exclusive, royalty-free, worldwide, fully paid, transferable, sub-licensable license to use, reproduce, modify, adapt, publish, translate, create derivative works from, distribute, publicly perform, and display your user content and any name, username, or likeness provided in connection with your user content in all media formats and channels now known or later developed without compensation to you. When you post or otherwise share user content on or through our services, you understand that your user content and any associated information will be visible to the public. I have no idea what they're going to do with it. I don't know if they're going into your contacts. I'm telling you right now, if you played the FaceApp challenge and you did it yesterday, and I got Jamie, Scott, Dana,
everybody,
Rebecca, Sam, I asked Dan to do it. Dan said no.
Dan was the smart one
EJ
out of the group.
EJ didn't even get back to me.
He's, again, the smart one out of the group.
Delete it. Not only does it take all your info and give it to Russia, it also is a battery suck.
That is the least of the problems.
It drained my battery so quickly yesterday. I got rid of it this morning, and my battery's fine.
Lessons learned.
Thanks, Russia.
Never doing what you tell me again.
From what I understand, and I've been doing some research on this, it appears that they will, the photos that you use in the app, if you take any photos or if you upload a photo to manipulate from your photo roll, then those photos are, of course, stored on a server, and all those AI changes are made off your phone. It does not appear that it's going in and downloading all your
photos.
Does
not appear, Weinbaum.
I'm
well,
still
thank
researching.
Goodness.
There's going to be a whole EJ and Ellen cover story about this coming, I'm sure. This is ridiculous. I am sorry.
I'll take my apology anytime.
I am so sorry to everyone. I even did it to my baby.
So anxious. You're so anxious all the time to be trendy and to do what everybody else is doing.
I just want
to
be cool.
Make all of us go along with it.
I really just want to be cool.
Stop trying to be cool.
Patience.
I just want to be hip. Quick note, Dan, let me know as we were chatting about this stupid face app, which I poisoned the KMBZ staff with yesterday.
Poison.
You've heard back from the face app from the
yes.
Russians?
I mean, this is going global. Everybody is, you know, using the app, and then all of a sudden everyone's like, whoa, wait, don't use the app. Well, FaceApp has responded. I'm reading the response on 9to5mac.com. They say, we're receiving a lot of inquiries regarding our privacy policy, and therefore we'd like to provide a few points. It says they perform the photo processing in the cloud. They only upload a photo selected by a user for editing.
Don't believe it.
Yeah.
I don't believe any of this. This is the Russians.
We never transfer any other images from the phone to the cloud.
There you go, Jamie.
We might store an uploaded photo in the cloud. That's for performance and traffic. Most images are deleted from our servers within 48 hours from the upload date.
Not all. Most. They could get a million photos and delete 500,000 in one.
That's don't sell or share any user data with any third parties. Even though the core R&D team is located in Russia, the user data is not transferred to Russia. And I saw a Forbes article that showed that the servers were actually based here in the United States.
But the connection is still based out of Russia.
Well, yeah. There you go.
Right. Now, Dan, thank you for not helping my nightmare. I still don't believe any of what they're telling you.
Well, see, what this is a good lesson in how to move through the internet and use apps.
Could you further teach Wicket some things about that?
I just wanted
free
to be cool.
Apps always come with something.
Wanted to be cool.
There's nothing free about any of these apps. You know, if it's free, you are the person that is the product.
I'm aware.
I know.
Are you, though?
Well,
are you?
I'm aware. I just didn't.
Care?
I didn't care yesterday. It was cool. Now Russia has my phone.
Now, one of the things they really want to point out, they say all pictures, one of the most common concerns is that all pictures from the gallery on your phone are uploaded to the servers after a user grants access to the photos. They say they don't do that. Upload only a photo selected for editing.
Right, but translation, they got all your photos. That's the way I take this. The Russians have all. You want to see pictures of Britain? That's fine.
Yeah.
Much of my downloaded Trump memes and Britain
There's
photos.
All kinds
that's
of
it.
Photos
that's
on a phone. You know?
Yeah, there are. Thank you, Dan. And Dan's one of the only wise ones that didn't say, okay, Wicket, here's a photo.
Wicket just wants to be cool and doesn't care.
I already know what I look like when I'm old. I'm there.
Somebody's. Did you do the one where you looked really young? Did anybody try that?
I played with that. Yeah. It did was lighten your face.
I look like a vampire.
It just put more light on your face. So,
listen. If you downloaded FaceApp and did the FaceApp challenge, uninstall it right now. Never speak of it again, and get ready to be hacked for the next election.
One of the things is if you click a certain thing, they're going to charge you $20.
Oh God!
For the app, if you don't cancel within 3 days,
Jamie, if you did that, I will pay your $20.
I didn't because I'm not that stupid.
Good, good.
Here's a cool thing, Jamie. Just do it. No questions asked. Go ahead.
Have you learned anything then?
No, I'll probably wait till the
You're
next.
You're going to do the next one.
I'll take
You'll
the next.
You'll totally
fad.
Do the next one.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, you'll be doing it by yourself.
I'll send it to Jamie. Check this out. It can make you look like an orangutan.
I'm no longer clicking on anything you send me. Like, now I'm always going to think it's a scam.
I think I've got Wicket set to go to spam whenever he is.
Right. So. Yeah. That's great. Guys, I send really important emails around the KMBZ newsroom.
Filling up my spam folder.
Here's the thing, Dan.
I emailed Dan a lot, too. Damn it.
I would consider one of the more tech and social media savvy members of our staff here.
Yes, you know? He does use it a lot. Now, does that mean savvy? I don't know.
No, it doesn't, actually.
He's a high-end user.
Yes.
Right? I'm a volume guy. But I'm a volume guy.
Clearly doesn't understand what you're using. Because you should have been the... You just care about doing what everybody else is doing. And
I
you don't
just
care.
I need friends.
You don't care otherwise.
I always
you...
hover my finger over that. Do I press it?
Right.
Do I send it?
No. Millennials just bust right through that. I want likes.
Everybody else is doing it. I got to do it too.
Right. We jump off the cliff together, like your mom said. If everybody was jumping off a mountain, would you jump off a mountain?
Yeah. Wicket would.
Yeah,
yes,
I would.
Absolutely.
Not first, but like at least second. First, second, third, whatever. Actually, for the record, I first saw this stupid app. My wife did it. So I copied her. I'm blaming my wife.
But you are supposed to, again, you're supposed to be, you know, you kind of pride yourself on knowing a lot about social media and how that stuff works.
And this was very popular on social
media.
So
it must be fine. If everyone's doing it, it must be okay.
Yes. Yeah, this app came out in 2017 and there was some controversy around it
because
it had an ethnicity changing filter.
Oh.
And
wow.
So they got some blowback from that and then they stopped.
Wait, it was
a
blackface app?
Pretty much.
Like, I could go blackface on an app?
Don't download that one.
Yes. Well, they've changed that. They removed that. And,
really?
And basically, it's back. And so now you've got all these, what some people would call celebrities that started using it. They're probably getting paid to use it. as influencers, etc.
Yeah.
And that's why everyone started using it again. Yeah, the Jonas Brothers and some other folks. I think Kardashian.
I thought Tom Holland did it too.
I don't know why anybody follows what they do, but they do.
More people follow
the
Kardashians.
So they started using this app, and then that's what exploded it again.
I think I saw all the main characters in Harry Potter do it.
Yeah.
And then they had old Harry Potter. It is fun. If I just went to wish it wasn't based in Moscow.
Well, St. Petersburg, actually. Oh,
it's all the same. It's over there.
Wicket.
Yeah.
I adore you.
Yeah.
But you are the problem.
I know.
You are the problem. You are the millennial that just wants to be like everybody else and get the likes and do what everybody else is doing.
How many likes did
and
I post?
Who cares if it's not smart or if it's invading your privacy or taking over your phone? As long as you get the likes.
I mean, we got a lot. We hit a lot of likes on the post, by the way.
Two smart people around here are EJ and Dan.
They're the only ones that didn't respond.
They're Dan, the only ones that knew better.
EJ just didn't respond.
Yeah.
Dan sent back a,
Which maybe should have given you a... Here's the new rule, Wicket. This is the new rule. If Dan won't do it, the rest of us probably shouldn't either.
Yeah,
if Dan's thinking about it...
Dan was an hour late.
Doesn't matter.
Dan was an hour.
We're going to wait for Dan's response from now on. And if Dan says no, we're going to trust Dan more than you.
No.
This is what's happened now. We're going to.
I don't get everything right. I got this one wrong. All right.
You think?
I got this one wrong.
Well, you got it wrong too because we trusted you.
Deal.
Those days are done.
I got more hits than misses.
That's all you care about.
Right. No, but I don't mean it that way. I mean, I get more successes than failures.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.